AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Wednesday Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Spring weather brings more chances for road trips, so let us keep you headed safely down the road with a new set of tires. Mel's Tire has a Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT Geo15 or the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Hey, just want to quickly remind you, we got garage sales already going on this week.
Oh, yeah.
The garage sale page. So 1870 Road R, the multifamily sale today from 3 until 8, tomorrow 3 until 8. And we'll touch on the weekend's activities here beginning tomorrow. We just want to throw that out there. We do actually have garage sale action happening today and tomorrow at 1870 Road R.
All right.
In Emporia. So log on to KVOE.com, hop on that garage sale page, garage sale listings on the air and on the web at garage sale prices. It is 722. Beautiful start to the day. My goodness, 59 degrees on our way to 80. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Southwick House Executive Director Susan Brinkman. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. What a pretty day, huh?
It is a beautiful day. It is wonderful. And Susan's in to talk about a huge step here for Southwick House that really hit the public eye last week at the Planning Commission meeting with tentative approval for 115 East Logan, which could well be the way it sounds, Susan. This is going to be the home you've been looking for quite some time.
Well, it is a huge step, Chuck. And, we've been looking for the right fit to rebuild the Plum Place into Southwick House for almost a year now. And we looked at the possibility of renovation of properties that were already in existence as well as new fresh builds. But this particular piece, just all of the elements came together so far for us to be the right location for Southwick House.
I was just going to ask, you mentioned here about all of the things coming together. What came together?
Well, let me tell you, first was there's some history to the property. And one of the reasons that the Plum Place was so successful for 100 years in our community had to do with that history and tie to our community through the Plum family, Senator Plum and his wife, Carrie Southwick Plum. And we feel like this parcel with the Kretzinger family and ties to the Sodens brings that historic piece into play for us. One of the things that we were just blown away by, and I found that it was auspicious, if you will, was the support from the neighbors. So I reached out to many of them via phone calls, and many of them showed up for the Planning Commission meeting to speak favorably about Southwick House being their neighbors. And, there's just not much more you could ask for when you're rebuilding something like a transitional home.
So why did this home meet, you think, how does this home meet all your needs there, Susan?
Well, it's a six-acre parcel, and it will allow us to build a 9,000-square-foot facility. We'll have 14 congregate rooms and 2 non-congregate rooms. We'll have an outdoor play area, natural area. We can seat it back from the road. But it also gives when I think about the next 100 years, because that's really always in my mind as I'm guiding this project, is, this might work today, but will it work in another 40 or 50 years? And having the acreage available for expansion was important because I cannot, nor can any of us really, predict what might be needed at mid-century.
Understood. Now, Susan, one of the things that I know you had mentioned the last time we had you on, you know, with some of the more recent developments in addition to this, was to a certain degree, the way it sounded is the house location, or really the house layout, was going to dictate in a large way, if not completely, what type of services you'd be able to provide. So how does this maybe settle things when it comes to the services that you'll be able to provide in that space?
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I'm really glad that you asked that, because we will be able to expand the mission for Southwick House from what the solid foundation that Plum Place put into place for serving women in our community, in that we'll be able to serve women and children in the congregate areas of the home. Something that we could never do previously, and something that we know that there is a need for. But with our two non-congregate units, so you might think of those like attached tiny houses, we'll also be able to serve families, full families. We'll be able to serve single-parent dads, or maybe, you know, a mom who has a 16 or 17-year-old teenager, where it might not be appropriate to be in the congregate shelter part. We would be able to serve that individual as well. And we know that there is a need. We've worked closely with USD 253 and their Office of Student Support Services in March of this year. We know that there were 58 families in what we call double-up situations. So maybe they were couch surfing, or perhaps they were in a hotel situation for loss of their housing. And being able to expand that reach for service is really important. And this house, this parcel of land, and the design will allow us to meet the maximum amount of family units.
That is exciting. That's quite an expansion in services there. Southwick House Executive Director Susan Brinkman with us on our primetime newsmaker, KVOE 727. 59 degrees on our way to 80. A beautiful start to the day. Well, you've got the property located, Susan. What is the next step and steps you need to take?
Well, we need to raise some money.
there we go.
Right. It is, you know, we did take the first year I took just looking for and finding this right fit. We have taken our time to do that right, and we're doing that, putting our fiscal package together as well. We have some donors on board, the Sunflower Foundation, Capital Federal Foundation, Patterson Legal is on board. Obviously, United Way has been a big supporter from the beginning. And I hope to be able to share with you in the coming months a few more exciting announcements that that we're working with generous donors and foundations in our area.
I have to ask, how much is the, or what is the level of the fundraising campaign right now, and how much money can you say is in the coffers, or is that information to be announced later?
Well, and most of it will be announced later, but let me tell you, it's a $3.6 million project to build a 9,000-square-foot facility in 2025. It's an expensive venture, but I like to think of it as a very important investment for our community, and not an expense at all. When you think about the expense of not serving individuals, our model is a 280-day supported transitional facility, and I like to think of it as finding families who are upstream that need that additional support, rather than the services which become more expensive as you float downstream and into chronic homelessness.
Well, fundraising has begun, and well, that's exciting news that you've got a location and a property set to go here, Susan. We're excited for you. Great information. Anything else you'd like to share this morning?
You know, for folks who would like to learn more or perhaps make a donation, we do have our website up and running. It's southwickhouse.org, and you can also find us on Facebook.
Outstanding. Well, Susan, best of luck. Please keep us posted here as things continue to develop and unfold, and can't wait to document the progress that you guys have.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much for your time this morning. Yeah. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you, Susan. Always good to talk to you. Susan Brinkman, Executive Director of Southwick House. And some exciting news to share this morning.
Absolutely. And if you want to be part of our Newsmaker Spot, right now this week is full. Next week is wide open, at least for now. So let us know what you have as vendor activity that you want highlighted at 620-342-1400 or email us KVUE at KVUE.com. Want to let you know tomorrow, I'm just going to go through the 7 and 8 o'clock hours because the Newsmaker segment tomorrow has Evergy Chief Customer Officer Chuck Casely discussing the utility's long-term economic growth plan. We'll have Bobby Thompson for the Newsmaker 2 talking about the Flint Hills Ultra Gravel Race. And added as we speak during the Newsmaker here just a few minutes ago, Nick Best talking about the Yeager-Jenkins Fishing Tournament.
Yeah,
so that'll be at 8:45 tomorrow morning.
Great. Good to talk to Nick, who was on a couple of weeks ago with Phil Totten. But he'll set the scene for not only the fundraiser tomorrow, but the big weekend.
Indeed.
Raising money for scholarships. They got a lot of folks participating in that catfish tournament. That's quite an event. That has morphed into a huge... Well, I thought of morphing going on here, Chuck.
There is.
With Unbound.
But it's good morphing.
Yeah, and, you know, the catfish tournament and Flint Hills Rodeo, a bunch of stuff going on here this weekend. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. It is 7:32, sunshine, 62 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Hercomet at Emporia Golf Course. Our busy high school season has ended, and our summer golf is in full swing. If you are looking to play in some tournaments this year, make sure to check out